from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 12th day of July 2023. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice, still the voice of the Christian resistance after all these years. And tonight we have our highly professional producer and board op with us, none other than Kyle.
Hey, Pastor Ernie, I don't know about professional, but I'm doing a good job. So,
man, you're a pro, you just don't know. Okay. And then we have, well, he is what legends are made of. Been around for a long time. A long time. None other than the parson, Pastor Joe Larson.
There, good evening, boss. I was thinking today, you know, people keep saying God bless America. I think we need to have people start saying God save America.
Yeah, boy, you're not kidding about that.
I think it should be something about we just start that trend ourselves. If nobody else will do it, we will.
Well, let's do it. And you know what? Here's the other thing, Joe. Now, this coming Sunday, I'm going to have our old friend, Dr. William P. Grady. He's written many, many books, and he's going to be in my pulpit, Lord's willing. He's going to be in my pulpit on this Sunday, and I think both the morning and the evening. So I am going to be teaching a message, Joe, on exactly that, why the apathy and the ignorance in the professing church. There's a good reason why this is there. And we have, you know, why it was so few, only half of the professing Christians even registered to vote. And,
exactly,
you know,
but I don't think God thinks there's a very good reason for it.
Well, we're going to take a look at it because that's where I'm going to get my information, right from the book, right from God's Word. Because he has a whole lot to say about that. And
I believe that. You and I have found that he has a whole lot to say about almost everything, doesn't he?
Yeah. So, now, here's the thing. The folks out there, doers of the Word Baptist Church, listening to this radio program, most of them will be listening to it tomorrow, okay, because they have to get their beauty sleep out there. Well, you know, and it works because we got some awful pretty women in our church. And and here, but
it doesn't seem to help you and me much. Or maybe we don't get to sleep. Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's why Miss Wendy was scheduled to be here with us tonight. With that poor little thing, she was exhausted, and so she just couldn't do it. She just has to. She's getting her beauty sleep, and it works very well for her. But anyhow, in order for those, because see, Joe, it's, I know you might not believe this, but there's a lot of the people that come to the morning service that don't attend the morning Bible study. And
it kind of happens in every church in America, I'm afraid. I'm sorry to say.
You just feel like saying shame, shame, huh?
Shame on you, yeah.
So now those folks that want to hear my message, you know, live, they'd have to come to the morning Bible study at 8:30. And it's going to be kind of probably a longer one than normal.
Or do you lock the doors so people can't come in if they're late?
Well, actually, we did do that on a couple occasions because we had some individuals that would always come walking in right in the middle of the message. So those folks out there that want to hear that whole message in one setting instead of like, you know, how we do it incrementally during the evening, they'd have to make that Bible study in the morning. Or they'd have to stay up a little later and listen to me at nighttime when I do it Sunday evening. And so, anyhow, because it's going to be a very interesting message. So interesting that, in fact, I'm going to listen to myself. And so, you know, I'm figuring this. I mean, if you can mirror yourself nowadays, why not listen to yourself and see what you learn, right?
Hadn't tried that lately, but...
Well, that's where we're at today. Well, let's let's get right back into the Word of God. Do you remember what the title
the
was?
Message: At death we will depart from here to eternity.
All right, so we're going to pick it up where we actually skipped. I had to skip one passage. We're going to go back to that, and that is going to be in 1 John, chapter 5, verses 6 to 13. So why don't you just go ahead? Let's do it this way. Read me verses 6 through 8.
Okay. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and water and the blood. And these three agree in one.
Okay, so now, verse 7 is what is known as the Johannine comma, or the conflict, the controversy, Johannine controversy. Now, here, because that was only found in the Latin manuscripts and in only four of the Greek manuscripts. Now, because of that, Joe, there were those out there that, in fact, you won't find that verse in a lot of your New Age, the New Age versions. That verse is not in there.
Not. They changed that, but I see no controversy there. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, because Jesus, the Son, is the Word.
You're right. In fact, if you were to remove that, it would kind of make verses 6 and 8 repetitive, huh? But here now, but now again, like I said, let me just say that here, there are those out there that are today that hold to, and I know some people that are good people, and I'm really surprised that they would come up and they would say that verse was added. They should know better. That verse was not added, all right? Now, here's how you know it. Listen to this. I'm brilliant, Joe. See, I know these type of things. That verse was found in the oldest of the Greek manuscripts, but not only that, Joe, but here is when most Bible scholars believe that that was in John's. This was in John's original autograph, but that it was taken out at the height of the Arian controversy. Remember where they wanted to do away with? They didn't believe in the Trinity. Right. And so now that verse right there, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are three. That is the clearest and the most explicit of that doctrine of the Trinity found in the Bible. Right there, that one verse. It is the most explicit, the most. Okay, it says it here. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word. What was Jesus? If you go to John 1:1.
In the beginning, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Now let me ask you this: remember, through the Bible, it always has to be found, okay? To be found legitimate, you have to have two witnesses. All of the 66 books of the canon have two other books witness it, okay? And now, what are the two witnesses there? Well, you know, if you go back, here you had, if we go over to Hebrews chapter 1, who do you have? You have God the Father bearing witness of God the Son. And then if you go over to the to the Gospel of John, you've got the Holy Ghost bearing witness.
Bearing witness, right?
Absolutely. So here, he goes on to say, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he had testified of his Son. Okay? And again, you've got that in John 5:34 and the verse 37, 8:17, also in 8:18. And then Matthew 3, well, you've heard of this verse, Matthew 3:16, right? And yeah. 17. So now we go to verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth.
Because we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Right. Right. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his Son. So
I don't think that's a good thing to call God a liar.
Well,
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, actually, he that believeth not God hath made him a liar. He made himself a liar. He made himself
yeah,
see.
Yeah, okay.
Because you
but
can't
it also
make.
Sounds like he's saying God didn't tell the truth.
Yet. Yeah, I know. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. See, so he makes a liar out of himself because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Of course, we see there in how many places in Scripture do we have that?
No, Stephen, you said Hebrews 1 in verse 2, hath in these days, last days, spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. So he's saying Jesus is heir of all things, and Jesus is the one who made the world. So everywhere you look, it validates, it testifies that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Well, in that pastor, you actually have a much stronger where he talks about, where he says, but unto the Son, now this is the Father talking, but unto the Son, verse 8 in Hebrews 1, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever a scepter of righteousness, the scepter of, let me go back and read verse 7. Wait a minute. Not again. The pages in this Bible are so thin.
Thin, we're now, getting old.
Okay. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and ministers of a flame of fire? But unto the Son he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever a scepter of righteousness and a scepter of thy kingdom. And so here you have God the Father referring to God the Son. He goes on, thou hast loved righteousness
and, calls him God.
And hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness in the fellows. So, I mean, you can't get a better witness than that, can you?
Nope, sure can't.
And so here, and this is the record that God hath given him eternal life, and the life is in his Son. He goes on, he that hath the Son hath life, he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things I have
written. If you don't have the Son of God, you're not going to live forever.
And so this is one of my favorite passages in all of Scripture right here. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. How many people out there today in different religions say there's no way you can know whether or not you're saved? Well, God always honors your commitment in his word, doesn't he?
Right.
So.
That ye may know that ye have eternal life. That's pretty clear. I don't see any stuttering there. Ye may know.
Yep. Well, you know, in a number of verses in 1 John, verse 2, 3, verse 5, 6, verse 29, if verse 6 and 29, 1 John 3, verses 2 and 3, 1 John, and 14 and 18 and 19, in fact, and 24. And then if you go over here to 1 John 4, verse 13, and then all the way to back to where we started in chapter 5, verse 2, compare all of those with the Gospel of John 20 and 31. guess what? There's all of the tests. He shows you how you will know. These are the things, the tests that you can know that you're saved.
And well, boy, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior. That's kind of a clue, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I have to laugh when people say they can't see it right there. God sent the Son to be Savior. They called Jesus Christ the Savior. And if he wasn't, how could he not help but save us? Save from sin is to have everlasting life, right? To be
absolutely
reconciled to the Father.
Absolutely. Let's go over to Revelation 19. And we have a right. few minutes left in, okay. So in Revelation 19, verses 7 through 20, well, actually verses 7 through 21, let's get to it. Read verses 7 through 10 and then stop there.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. Do you want me to go to 10?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I fell at his feet, and fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of the brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
All right, so now here we know that Israel is the wife of God. Israel is the wife of God. But who is the bride of Christ?
The church.
The church
is the bride, but Israel is the wife. That's almost confusing to some people.
Well, here now, why is it that, you know, of course, there are those out there that want to put the church, the bride of Christ, through the tribulation period. But the tribulation period is the purification time. I mean, the purpose of the tribulation period is for the purification
of the Jews.
Of the wife of God, Israel, and also... Now, the tribulation is for the judgment upon the heathen nations, right? So does the church fit in either one of those categories?
No.
No. Okay, so here we see that this is what is going to happen. Now, the title of the message was talking about once we die, we take a look at, for those that are believers, what happens when they die, and then those that are unbelievers. We're going to get to that
what
as we go through.
What happens when they die?
Yeah. Now, there's a real big difference. So, here now, the believers, we end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And here, how was, now the church has been purified by what? What purified the church?
The Holy Spirit, of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God.
No, it was the blood of Christ.
We make the body of the church the living stones that build upon the cornerstone.
It was the blood of Christ.
I mean the blood of Christ, but down payment was the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Okay, so here now, let me ask you this. Today they keep, I mean, all of society out there, and the apostate church out there, the World and National Councils, they're actually pushing open marriage now. They're pushing everything. They're pushing sodomite marriage. They started out with sodomite marriage, what they call same sex. And now they're accepting within the apostate church what they call open marriage.
Wow.
You're not going to see...
In other words, there isn't much sin that they don't just wrap their arms around and embrace, right?
No, I can't think of any. I actually believe if you could invent a new sin tonight, that by tomorrow, the United Church of the Antichrist and the Episcopal and the Pilgrim, they will have it in their articles of faith. And so
I remember way back when there was an old philosopher that had a little poem. Vice is a monster of so frightful a mien, to be noticed needs only to be seen. But seen too oft, familiar with their face, we first endure, we then pity, and then we embrace. And that is where you find the Church of Christ. They're busy, they pity, and then they embrace it.
Yep. Let's go to verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful, True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. We kind of know who that is, don't we?
We sure do.
His eyes were as a
captain of the host of the Lord's army.
Yep. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and that he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Well, a lot of people get the misunderstanding of this when they pitch it on his head where many crowns they will get in their mind. They'll ask me, how do you put a lot of crowns on somebody's head? No, it's a crown, and then up on that crown, the way you have it, there are other little crowns. It's kind of like in the military. Maybe this is not a good example, but where you have your medals on your chest. And then you'll have medals, and hanging from those medals, you'll have other medals, okay?
Yeah.
But here, he goes on to say, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
God, again, that kind of comes back to what we said earlier, right? God said called the Word, his Son.
Yeah. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses and clothed in fine linen and white and clean. Now, the armies in heaven makes up now of four, these are four categories of the saints.
Right.
The first category would be who?
Would be the Old Testament saints.
No, the first category would be the angels. The first time the...
Oh, the angels, you're right.
The first time the words... saints was mentioned, referred to angels, and then the Old Testament saints, and then the New Testament saints. And now here in this area, we're going to have now the tribulation saints. So you'll have four categories of saints. And where we start out earlier, at the rapture of the church, there were only three categories of saints, and so that we're raptured up. And so now here, he goes on to say, and you know what? We're going to have to stop here because we're up against a hard break. But we'll pick it up. Let's pick it up right here tomorrow in verse 11, and we'll finish it. We'll pick it up in verse 11 and finish tomorrow there. Okay, so we'll be back after this.
Sure, a person with a special callings he will fulfill.
Well done, well done. And that was done by a real lady, and that was Esty Christman. And Esty was a dear, dear friend of mine, and that was Esty and Brian Park. And Esty, she wrote that song, she said, about a particular pastor that that she knew. And one of these days, I think I'll let you know who that pastor was, but not now. But Esty went home to be with the Lord, and what a song. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I wish I had wrote that song. I really do wish I would. That is a, boy, I'm going to tell you, the song had a very strong message in there. And boy, it's a message that we want to hear those words. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Don't we, Joe?
We sure do. That's what should be the hope of every Christian.
Amen. All righty. Well, Esty went home to be with the Lord, and she was a true lady, and I preached her funeral. We were good friends for a very long time, and she was remembered. She came here from Israel, didn't know anybody, and she came from an Orthodox Jewish family, and her father was a colonel in the Israeli army, and he was very upset with her for converting to the Lord Jesus Christ, for getting saved, and he was upset. They disowned her, and Esty was actually in it was poverty. She was in poverty when she came, and her father offered her $1 million to deny Christ. He would give it to her. She refused to do that, even though she was in poverty.
I didn't know that. I knew she had trouble, but not. She turned down $1 million for the Lord.
When I preached her funeral, and her father approached me, and he said, please, he said, can you not mention Jesus? I said, that's the entire purpose of me, you know, saying, you know, preaching Esty's funeral. What do you think Esty would want? And then she said, he said, well, could you? Here's her mother's here, and this would offend her mother. Her mother didn't seem to be nearly as offended as the father. And anyhow, so I said, so then he says, could you not mention Jesus too much then? I said, all right, don't worry. I will not mention him too much. You got my word on that.
You can't mention the name of Jesus too much, right? He didn't
amen.
That one at all, did he?
No. And so, well, you know what I preach, don't you? All righty. Where are these tapes? Grassley blasts the FBI for hiding 17 smoking gun tapes incriminating Joe Biden in his bribery scheme. That's right. Senator Chuck Grassley told Fox News and Larry Kudlow that the FBI is stonewalling in its efforts to obtain 17 smoking gun tapes incriminating Joe Biden in a bribery scheme involving Ukrainian oligarch. They know about the tapes. The FBI won't turn them loose. Boy, I'm going to tell you, Christopher Wray, he got grilled today. Everybody knows Christopher Wray was lying. Christopher, everybody knows you're lying. I mean, you can try to put on a face out there. Maybe you can fool some people out there. But, you know, here, now there are people, some folks that think, well, Congress has absolutely no power because the Justice Department is completely and totally corrupted. I mean, it is completely, it's simply a branch of the Democratic Party. But if they have no power, then why does Christopher Wray come in? I mean, if they had, Congress had no power, he could just say, look, go pound salt. I'm not coming before another hearing. But I'm going to tell you, he was really shellacked. I mean, big time. Because everybody knows. See, they know these things. And it's only the media, the fake news media, that keeps putting out the false. But there's too many of us now. There's too many programs like us, and we play the tapes and the hearings, and it's just amazing how they really went after Christopher Wray. And, you know, him and Merrick Garland, and they caught Merrick Garland. They've got him dead to right, lying under oath. You know, now that's a federal offense, Joe. But they're saying, so what? So he's committed a federal offense. We agree. We know that. He might even admit it, but he's not going to prosecute himself, is he?
No, and, he isn't. Well, we know Wray, yeah, all of a sudden, remember, lying comes in two forms. You lie by commission, you lie by omission. And Wray made many, many lies under oath by omission.
Absolutely.
He knew the truth and did not answer to it. So he's just as guilty, you know.
Well, no, he told some flat-out commission lies, too. When he said, Joe, when he said that the FBI is not trying to protect the Biden crime family.
That was a lie, yeah.
It was a big lie. And, you know, it's unbelievable, you know.
No, wait a minute. He said, we're not trying to. They are. See, we're not going to try. We are doing it. So maybe he's thinking he's telling a half-truth.
Well, anyhow, Joe Biden refuses to answer questions about a bribery scheme alleging he received $5 million from Mykola Zolchevsky, the Ukrainian oligarch who runs Burisma Holdings. And so, there you go. What do you have?
I wanted to add something. When he was up there, the FBI has queried for FISA warrants to tap people. 3.4 million times lately. That's tripled under Joe Biden, and more than 1 million of those 3.4 requests for FISA warrants were illegal. Some of the others were unjustified, but 1 million of those were totally illegal. Now, if that isn't the definition, that's almost, what, one out of three? I mean, it's pretty close.
So what?
One out
what,
of three requests were illegal? What kind of, we don't have a government anymore. We have a banana republic.
So where is the legitimacy in the FISA court?
There isn't any. FISA no longer has any legitimacy. Actually, once they found out they had been lied to by the FBI, and the fact that they're still taking FBI's word for things, they didn't go back and ban certain FBI agents from using FISA warrants or anything else. So,
They were using FISA warrants to get even with their girlfriends. Some of these agents whose wives and girlfriends were cheating on them, they used that for their own personal use, huh?
Right. But what I'm saying is the court is as guilty as the FBI because they know that the FBI is corrupt. They know they've already been had. They know they've been lied to, and they did absolutely nothing to change it, stop it, ban any FBI agents from requesting or doing a double check or anything else. So they're as guilty as the FBI.
Absolutely. All right, exclusive. Biden's DOJ, that's the Department of Jerks.
Jerks.
But his DOJ eliminates language on child trafficking from government website and child victims of prostitution. Look, how many times have we told you? What is Joe Biden's charge? What is his job that the assigned by the Communist Chinese Party? Keep the border open.
Keep the border open.
Keep the drugs coming in. Keep the thousands and thousands of Chinese nationals coming in to, you know, invading our country. You know, and a lot of those are military in plain clothes. And at all costs, to make sure there's a steady flow of young children for the Democratic Party pedophile regime. So that's the job. His job is to keep, because they ship those children all around the world, too. And so Biden is doing that here. Why did the DOJ remove international sex trafficking of minors, domestic sex trafficking of minors, and child victims of prostitution from the Department of Justice website under child sex trafficking? Well, I think we know. The Biden regime removed these sections on May 12th. Why would they remove the important sections? The snapshot was taken on April 21st, and I'm looking at here. They have all these young children in cages, okay, ready to be plucked out and sent out and sold. It's unbelievable. And
there's something now like 85,000 missing children. We know why they're missing. We just don't know where.
No, those are there's a lot more than that. Those are the ones that they know that are missing. But there's a lot more than that. And
agreed. Yeah, look at all the gotaways, and who knows how many of those gotaways had children with them and how many other children came in, families that turned out they were had an extra child or two. You know, there are so many ways that they could have been cheated. So,
Joe, I've got to take this.
And we have a government, once they lie to you 1,000 times, you know, that you probably figure that they'll probably lie again, right?
Well, they want to change the word pedophile. They want to remove that. And
minor attracted person.
Right, is what they want to change. They want to legalize. The Democratic Communist Party wants to legalize pedophilia. Now, I got to say this, and I have to take...
From sodomy to homosexual in the first place, right?
Yeah, now I've got to take this time to say here in Ohio, we have issue one coming up on August 8th, folks. This is imperative. It is extremely important that you, one, vote, that you get out there, that you vote, and that you vote yes on issue one. Look, this is where we have to start. We can beat them down here, and then come November, our battle will be much easier. But we have to stop them. We have to stop them here. Now, what are we talking about? They want to amend the Ohio Constitution to where, they want to amend the Ohio Constitution so that they can, first of all, in their amendment, what they call the Women's Reproductive Act, Joe, it's from hell. It's from hell by Satanists. Now, the very same people that are promoting this money, all this dark, dirty money, Joe, is coming from out of state. George Soros is putting, you know, all the demons and the devils. The very same people, Joe, that are doing this child trafficking, the very same people that are behind this are the same people that are putting signs out all over saying vote no on issue one. They're the ones that want to amend our Constitution. Well, we want to change it to where instead of taking a 50% of the vote to amend the Constitution or to get legislation on the ballot instead of 50%, we want to change it to 60. Now, these demons, these devils, these wicked and ungodly people, what they want to do, Joe, if they get their legislation passed, it removes all parental rights. It takes away all parental rights. It eliminates all the pro-life legislation we have passed in the last 50 years. It makes young children accessible to these animals that want to mutilate these children. They call it surgery, transgender surgery. They want to mutilate these young children. You know what it does? It makes it where you don't even. Not only do you have to not give your permission, you don't even have to have any knowledge. Your child could go and get mutilated because some wacko public school teacher convinced your child that's a boy that he's really a girl or vice versa. And you don't even know what happens until you get the bill for it. Now, these people are evil and wicked to the core. Okay. Now, folks, this is why it's imperative. If you don't get up off your dead behind and on your dying feet, and I know I really get upset with people that won't go vote. They've got no right to complain then when their vote's stolen. You got to go, and you've got a lot of people. Here in Ohio, Joe, we're telling people to vote early. I'm planning on voting early and encouraging people to go and vote yes on issue one. Vote yes on issue one. Now, for those of you in Northeast Ohio, we have signs. We'll have signs at the church, plenty of signs at the church. And those that are out here in Lake and Geauga or Portage County. And if you're trying to get signs, because we are putting signs out, you can go to Todd Albright. Todd Albright will have signs. You'll need to call him first to let him know that you're coming out to get a sign. But his phone number is 440-954-1363. That's 440-954-1363. And he will have these signs to put in your yard. We've got them. We're putting them out everywhere, and we'll have them tomorrow at the Doers of the Word Baptist Church at our prayer breakfast. We have our Thursday morning prayer breakfast. And so also the folks out there listening, we will be doing the newsletter tomorrow. So those of you who are listening tonight, we need all hands on deck, for after the prayer breakfast tomorrow. Now, I just want to say this quickly too, Joe, for all the folks listening, all of you people out there listening, when you send in donations, even if you don't ask for it, we take you up in prayer. We have stacks, we have your address, your names off your envelopes. Many of you send us letters, and we read and we pray as you've asked us, but others just will support us, and we will ask God to bless those people the way they've blessed us with their support. But if you don't get the newsletter, boy, I'm telling you, you're really missing a lot of the information that you hear right here in this radio program. You really need to see. And Joe, isn't it nice to have it in your hand, the newsletter, where you can take it, and because people say, oh, I don't believe with that, okay? And where you can have it, make copies, and say, well, here, read this, and then run it down. That's what we do. We run it down, right?
Mm-hmm. And boy, do your own research. Don't listen to what everybody tells you. I just can't and understand people who hear something, and in this world with the, everybody knows now with AI out there, there's all kinds of AI fabricated things being posted everywhere. There have been all kinds of false reports put up on the internet. I mean, by now, anybody should know that truth is very hard to find, and you can't just accept anything you hear or read somewhere. It just, you cannot do that.
I hear you. Joe, I wanted to know, out there in California, out there where you have, you know, one of the most liberal, ungodly state governments out there, the state legislature, I mean, they're unbelievable. The communists, they have a hard grip on that state. But the California Assembly Committee on Public Safety has squashed a bill that would have increased the charges for human trafficking, especially with children, despite it passing through the state Senate with bipartisan support. So it actually passed there, but they stopped it because they didn't want the, they squashed the bill because it would make child trafficking punishable by life in prison, and they didn't want that. They, you know, because, you know, oh my gosh, how many of those in that California state legislature do you think are pedophiles, Joe?
Well, I have no idea, but they sure, let's put it this way, they sure support the sin. And scripture said those that, you know, promote sin have pleasure in them that do it, probably also share in that sin. That's a, that's not an exact quote, but it's a rough approximation.
Hardly any good comes out of California nowadays, huh? Except for the good people that are leaving there. Boy, and a lot of them have moved here to Ohio. Wow, so.
And any, we've got some that we know, several families that are moving into Arkansas from California.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of them coming out this way. Well, here in Ohio, let me tell you, where I'm living, you know, just a few years before COVID and that, you would, it wasn't uncommon. A house would go on the market, and sometimes that house would sit there for 3 months or more before it would sell. Now, Joe, the house goes on the market here, and it's gone in a day. I mean, anywhere. I mean, out in the area where I live, people are always calling me from California, and a lot of people from New Jersey. New Jersey, I'm amazed. They want to get out of New Jersey, and they want to come here. And so, anyhow, that's what's got you. Got 4 minutes. What do you have?
One of the big things I have is a headline from World News Daily. Biden's Justice Department goes dark side, literally, to hide Trump cooperation. Just one more story. The evidence that the Biden administration's raid, remember, on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, during this investigation was prompted by concern over classified documents. This was a total political, it was political front and center from the start. And now they know that what they did, Paul Sperry is an investigative reporter, and that who from court records, that the prosecutor in the Trump's document case, a donor to the Democratic candidates, deliberately concealed the fact that President Trump was cooperating with those investigating the documents at his home. In other words, he was doing everything, cooperating, everything they wanted, but it's now been from court records that the prosecutor, Dem donor, and Sperry pointed out, he said, in another sign that the Mar-a-Lago raid was political, the DOJ prosecutor who authorized it, donor and Russiagate alum Jay Bratt, blocked out every reference to Trump cooperating with subpoenas from the publicly released warrant affidavit new court documents show. So what it is, they this DOJ just gets worse and worse and worse, and the whole story just kind of lists, A, all the things that Trump did right, and that, oh, we had to go to protect those documents. We had to do this raid. when in truth he was working with them. Everything they wanted, he complied with. There was absolutely no need for a raid at Mar-a-Lago except to try and make Trump look guilty, make Trump look bad, make people not trust him. And now the truth is out. The court records back up everything that you and I told people, that we told them at the time it wasn't necessary, that, hey, you had one thing nobody keeps mentioning, the Secret Service were there protecting the house and protecting the records. That's got to be one of the most secure things possible, to have a bunch of full-time government agents protecting records there at Mar-a-Lago and the family. So,
well, I've got an article here that backs what everything you just set up revealed. Obama-Biden White House sought to torpedo the Trump administration during waning days in power. And so here he goes on. The Daily Signal has obtained heavily, heavily redacted documents from the NSA, which the outlet claimed proved that the outgoing Obama regime set out to torpedo the incoming Trump administration. The documents obtained via Freedom of Information Act request 2 years after the request was made shows how much the D.C. elites feared President-elect Donald Trump.
Trump.
In the 217 redacted pages, we see the concealing of the effort to smear the incoming president as a Russian gate. Everything we told people every single day, we were telling what they were doing out there, and so at least we did that. We were getting that word out. According to the Daily Signal, the documents tell at least part of the story of a final month rush by ongoing Obama regime to torpedo the incoming presidency of Donald Trump. The documents reveal that the Obama regime officials, from Vice President Joe Obama Biden down to several ambassadors and many officials in the Treasury Energy Department, gain access to secret information about Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. We're up against a break. So, and President-elect Trump's choice for national security advisor. We will be back right after this. Don't go away. Got a lot more to come. So, hey, they're doing a countdown. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay.
Fight the fire.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.